Praise the Lord. Trina, come on up here. And this is my wonderful wife, Trina. And we have been happily married for 38 years. Sometimes that's a wonderful blessing. We've been happily married for 38 years. I heard a guy say one time, he said, this is my wife. We've been happily married for 25 years. And he said, 25 out of 38 ain't bad. But we've been happily married for 38 years. And 8 grandkids. 2 kids both in the ministry, so we're very, very blessed and thankful. And she is a wonderful wife, and you can see all the countries we go to. She goes willingly, and she goes happy. All kinds of hotels. You can imagine where you have to stay in some of these countries. And so all kinds of places, and she never complains, and she's beautiful every moment. Praise the Lord. What a great wife. Where's that CNI dog? No.
I believe the Holy Spirit was saying things to this church, saying to you, individually, there's blessings. Praise God. Lift up your hands and say, that's mine. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you're blessed, then you're not cursed. Amen. And you're blessed so you can be a blessing. Praise God. Praise God. I'm going to sing Romans 8:11. Remember those scripture songs we used to sing? It's good to sing the word, isn't it? And so I'm going to sing a scripture song. But when you speak the word, it's God's word in your mouth, and then you hear yourself say God's word, it's powerful. So it's making a circle from God into you, out of your mouth, and you hear yourself say it, it's just going over and over. Something is happening because the Word of God is full of what? Life, and it's full of power. Praise God. And so this word, this scripture song that I'm singing is really double because it's the Word of God, and it's full of the Holy Spirit because it's Romans 8:11. Do you know that scripture? But if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, He shall quicken your mortal body by the same Spirit that lives in you. Amen. Amen. Say, the Holy Spirit, is alive in me. Say, Holy Spirit, I know you're in me. Wherever the Holy Spirit is, you're strong. He brings strength. He brings courage. He brings wisdom. And joy, and love, and faith, and resurrection power. Because He is the same Spirit that raised Jesus physically from the dead. So if there's anything wrong in your body today, that's death. Just put your hand wherever it needs to be changed. The same Spirit, that resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead, it raised his heart, raised his lungs, raised his whole body from his head to his feet. He was physically raised from the dead. So resurrection power will quicken your body today. Praise God. It'll work in your mind today. It's going out in your future. It's changing your family. Amen?
Come on, there's victory in your voice. I said there's authority in your voice. Come on, if you're silent, you lose by default. I said that means you didn't even show up for the fight if you just sit there with your teeth in your mouth. But if you lift your voice and say, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. He is victor. He's the champion. His victory is my victory. I'll not be silent about that. Woo! Ha ha ha. Boy, I tell you, the devil running right now, man. If you could see what's happening in the unseen, you'd be jumping all over the place right now. I said, demons are scattering. Come on, and angels are marching. Ha, ha, ha. Do I have any believers in here? I said, I'm a believer, man. I believe the Bible. I believe the Word of God. I believe in the reality of heaven. I believe in the economy of God. I believe that there are billions and billions of angels that are working right now. Woo! Come on, I believe Jesus is praying for you right now at the right hand of God. I said, I believe Jesus is praying for you right now at the right hand of God. That Satan desired to have you. I said, the devil desired to have you and tried to kill you many times, but Jesus kept you alive. Come on, Jesus kept you alive. And right now, he's at the right hand of God praying for you right now. You ought to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Come on, he not only died for you, he not only was raised from the dead for you, but he's praying for you right now at the right hand of God. I believe Jesus is praying for you right now. He is able to save you to the uttermost, seeing he ever lives to make intercession for you. You're going to be all right if Jesus is praying for you. All he needs is a little cooperation from you. I said, all he needs is a little bit of cooperation from you. Come on, just look at somebody right now and say, all he needs is a little cooperation from you. Come on, if you can't move your mouth, come on, if you can't lift your voice and magnify the Lord said, I need a little cooperation from you. Come on, quit acting like the devil's winning and start acting like Jesus is winning. Come on, start acting like you're winning. Quit acting like the devil's winning. Start acting like you're winning. Hallelujah, start acting like you're winning. Say, no, I'm on the winning team here. Ha ha.
Praise God. As Abraham praised God and lifted up his voice in the face of death, ha, 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 ha. And Sarah, ha, ha, began to ha, ha, ha. Opening her ha, 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 said, oh, when you open up your voice, when you open up your mouth, there's a flow of the bolshekerebeto and the breath of obolembra kotebra will flow as she kiriyama satal and ishtolobote ketiyam balasu.
Praise the Lord. For even as Abraham, being not weak in faith, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he became strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded what God had promised, he is able also to perform it. For the promises of God that belong to you and have been spoken to you belong to you, and God is able to perform those things that he has promised. So Abraham lifted his voice in giving glory to God, giving praise and thanksgiving to God, and Sarah all began to laugh, laughing at the thing that looked impossible. And Sarah, by faith, she received strength to conceive when she was past age, because she judged God faithful that promised. She declared the faithfulness of God and laughed in the face of the impossibility. Ha, 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 she laughed. Ha, ha, ha. So even now, as believers, you lift your voice praising God, and then you laugh and rejoice in the goodness and the mercy and the faithfulness of God. And as you rejoice, you'll find that the strength of God shall work in your inner man, and the Spirit of God and the breath of God, God will breathe new life into you, a new vision for your life and your family and your marriage, a new vision for your job and your business and your blessing. A new vision comes by the Spirit of God. So yield to the Holy Spirit. Respond to him, for he is your helper. He is your best friend. He stays with you through every situation, and he's there to help. So recognize him, respond to him, and you'll find new authority and a new boldness shall be yours, not just at church, but in your house, in your living room, that you'll lift your voice and say, by the blood of Jesus, we are redeemed, and there's no curse that can work in my family or on my house, for I'm redeemed by the blood of Jesus, and the blessing of the Lord is upon my family and my children and my grandchildren, the blessing of the Lord because of the blood. And when you lift your voice, you'll find that all of heaven will back you up. Oh, the Father God himself, he loves you and has prepared and prearranged for you. He knew you before you were ever born, before you ever were born. He knew you and he called you and had a plan for you. Oh, but sometimes in years gone by, a stubbornness and a rebellion against God that you've kicked against him. But now the Lord says you'll yield to the Spirit of God. Now you'll say, Lord, not my will, not my way, not even my plan, but Lord, I surrender to you. And as you humble yourself before the Lord, and as you join together with him and exercise your faith in God, then you'll find there'll be a turn and a change, and it'll be like the sun is coming up on a new day. And you'll say, oh, it's a new day, that you'll remember not the former things, but you'll press for those things that are ahead. For this is not by your talent. This is the work of the Almighty God. And you'll give the glory to God. And I'll give you the boldness, saith the Lord, so that there are those under your influence in your friends and your family and those around you, that you'll speak a word to them in season about the love of God and the goodness of God and the power of the blood of Jesus. And when you share your faith, you're going to find that faith will begin to work in other people's lives, and you'll carry and influence and bring many others into the kingdom of God. For the faith and the goodness of God that is working in your life shall spread unto others, and light will shine in dark places, and those who are captive will come out and be set free. Free from the power of darkness, and free from the schemes of the enemy, and free from dead religion, and free to walk with the living God. Woo! Come on, lift your voice and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Lift your hands and lift your voice and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ha, now just laugh about it a few minutes. Say, oh, thank you, Lord. Ha, 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 ha. Glory to God. I just got 10 minutes. That's the shortest sermon you ever hear me preach. But I'll tell you this, the Holy Ghost has already preached to you. All right, I'm going to give you something real quickly here. And we'll be out real close to 12 tonight. No, 12 noon. No, we've got another meeting tonight. But we'll be finished in just about 10 minutes. Open Ephesians chapter 3. Let me quote this prayer for you. This is going to be your homework. This is going to be your homework, Ephesians chapter 3 prayer. And the Apostle Paul says, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 through 20, or 21, if you want to go. And I can quote it just for time's sake, but here's one of what we call Paul's prayers. We call it a post-resurrection prayer. That means this prayer is inspired by the Holy Spirit after the death and resurrection of Christ. How many know people pray different after the resurrection of Christ than you pray before? So this prayer, he says this. Paul says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father, the God of glory, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father, you know, Ephesians 1 prayer, Ephesians 3 prayer. He said, I bow my knees unto the Father of the whole family in heaven and in earth. How many know it's a big family? How many glad this is not a club? This is a family. Amen. He said, God is the Father, and your Father because of the blood of Jesus. He's your Father. He said, I bow my knees unto the Father. He's the Father of the whole family. Amen. When you're redeemed by the blood, you know God as your Father. So I always say, you got to know who the baby's daddy is. So when you're washed in the blood, we have found out who the baby daddy is, and you have been refathered by God. Amen. God's your Father, Jesus your older brother. Amen. And so he says, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family of heaven and earth is named. And then he says this, that he would grant you, talking about us as believers, that he would grant us, and then he throws in this phrase, according to. Now when he says according to, he's going to say here in the beginning, and he's going to say it in the end in verse 20. Everybody say according to. In other words, he's going to do this according to something. And he says that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. We could spend all morning just on that phrase. According to the riches of his glory. Other translations say, the inexhaustible supply, the rich resources of God's glory, of his glorious presence, of his goodness. Out of the riches of his glory that he would grant you, and that would include everything that he is, his person, out of the person of God. Oh, it's good, come on, to receive something right out of God. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Strengthened with might, the word might, King James used the word might, but really it just means mighty power. That he would grant you to be strengthened with mighty power. When he says mighty power, then you got to reference that to Ephesians 1 prayer, where Paul says that when God raised Christ from the dead, it was the greatest exercise demonstration of power in the history of the universe. When God raised Christ from the dead, he used the greatest display of power, greater than creation itself. Well, they say creation began with an explosion, and so that the universe is still expanding and new stars and galaxies are still being formed from one release of God's power. When God said, come on now, God has designed that his power can be contained in words. Oh my goodness, glory to God. So when he said, according to his might, his mighty power, he said, strengthened with might. He says that when God raised Christ from the dead, here's what Paul said, I'm praying for you and praying for me, praying for us as believers. He said, I'm praying that God would give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your heart, eyes of your understanding would be enlightened. Light. That means that you would see. He says that you would see, that you would know, number one, the hope of his calling. Number two, the riches of the glory. Again, that phrase, of his inheritance. Number three, what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe. He ain't even finished. According to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought, worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead. In other words, the resurrection of Christ was the greatest display and exercise of power in the history of the universe. Why? Because when God raised Christ from the dead, Jesus was not just overcoming rigor mortis. Rigor mortis, no doubt, is a serious problem. You become stiff and they just want to put you in the box and 6 feet under. But when God raised Christ from the dead, God did not just release enough power to overcome rigor mortis. God released enough power to undo everything Satan had done in Adam for the last 10,000 years. He released enough power, come on, to destroy the works of the devil. He released enough power to make you a new creation. He released enough power to dissolve sickness and disease and depression off of you. He released enough power to make you a champion throughout eternity. He released enough power that there is no shortage of power. Never let the devil tell you there's a shortage of power or energy or strength. Come on, there's enough power. Come on. Enough power to launch you out of the natural and launch you into the supernatural. There's enough power to get you out of the atmosphere of the natural and get you in the realm of God. Everybody say power. Go ahead and laugh a minute. Come on, when you know you're backed up, come on, you're being backed up by heaven. You're backed up by eternal, unlimited power. You got megatons. You got nuclear warheads. You got power going on here. You can just smile when you walk. You cannot be bullied when you have a nuclear warhead. Somebody even wave a gun as you say, oh, you have a gun? I have nuclear bombs. There won't even be any evidence you was ever in front of me when this thing detonates, baby. Everybody say power. So Paul is saying he had seen what happened when God raised Christ from the dead. In Paul's revelation, he got a revelation of what happened in the death and resurrection of Christ. What happened when Jesus died. Everything Jesus did, he did it for you, and it's set to the credit of your account just like you did it. The moment you made Jesus your Lord, you became a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Everything has become new. Thank God for the blood. This resurrection power literally is in the fabric of every part of the name of Jesus, the word of God, the blood of Jesus. When you just mention the name of Jesus, mention the blood of Jesus, open your Bible, all of hell knows this resurrection power is in the middle of every part of that. You say the blood of Jesus. The devil knows more about his defeat than most Christians because he was there. Let me try that one more time. I said the devil knows more. Come on, it's like that guy that took his wife into that pet store. Guy took his wife into a pet store and they had a parrot out front, you know. When he's taking his wife in, the parrot said, hey, mister. And the guy said, what? Parrot said, your wife is the ugliest, dumbest looking woman I have ever seen. The wife, And the man said, you insulted my wife. He went and got the manager. He told the manager, he said, your parrot out there insulted my wife. He said, what did he say? He said my wife was the ugliest, dumbest looking woman he had ever seen. Insulted my wife. Boy, the manager got so mad, he ran out to the front and grabbed that parrot and said, don't you dare insult my customers. He pulled him out of the cage, pulled a few of his feathers out, slapped him across the beak and said, don't you ever insult any more of my customers. Threw him back in the cage. Directly, the man and his wife were walking out of the store, and the parrot said, hey, mister. And he said, what? He said, you know what. Come on, sometimes you just need to say, hey, devil. You know what? Come on now. You don't even have to say it again. Jesus whipped the devil so bad. All you got to say, devil, you know what? By the blood, I've been redeemed. Every demon has to flee when you lift up your voice. You have authority. Come on, when you're facing a financial challenge, you say, devil, you know what? My God supplies all of my needs according to his riches in glory. Just go ahead and laugh. Ha, ha, ha. What? Come on, this is a time and a season of your breakthrough, and it has been made available by the power that raised Christ from the dead. Woo! Ha, ha, ha. That is the appropriate response. Ha, 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 ha. Come on, quit acting like you're going through the thing. Just say, no, the battle is the Lord's. The victory is mine. Ha, ha. I'm the believer here. God's the performer. I'm going to laugh at the devil. Say, devil, you're a liar. Come on, the blood has redeemed you. The blood has cleansed you. The blood has saved you. The blood has sanctified you. The blood has given you access into the holy presence of God anytime, day or night. You can walk right in and say, Father God, you are my Father. Because of the blood, I come expecting your best blessing. Father, I'm redeemed by the blood. Woo! I dare you just to say that every day when you get up. Go ahead and laugh a few more minutes. This power, so Paul's praying that every believer would see what he saw. That prayer in Ephesians 1, prayer in Ephesians 3, that if you'll pray those prayers every day for the next 6 months. Come on, Dad Hagin told me to do that when I was 17 years old. And I'd been saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, raised in church. He said, if you'll pray those two prayers in Ephesians every day for the next 6 months. He said, life will be different for you. So I just did what he said. He said, now don't miss a day. Don't do 3 days and skip two. He said, if you're not diligent, he said, just forget it. So boy, I made sure I was diligent. God's a rewarder of those what? Diligently seeking. So I wrote them down, prayed them every day. So I said, Father God, I'm asking you, here's Paul's prayer, that you and I would see the same thing that he saw. In other words, Paul's revelation was not exclusively for the apostle. It's for every believer. He said, this is the power that raised Christ from the dead. So he says, I'm praying that you and I, listen now, are you ready? Would be strengthened with might. What's that? Mighty power. One translation says, an infusion of strength and energy in your inner man. Come on, you got energy drinks and all kinds of people trying to get some energy. Let me tell you this. There is some energy available by the power of the Holy Spirit. Instead of you dragging around all the time, acting exhausted and I'm so tired, you let the Holy Ghost energize your spirit and you say, I'm ready to go. I got some stuff I got to do. Come on, people, go on vacation tired and come back tired. Come on, go to bed tired and get up tired. Come on, you can't have big expectations in your life if you're tired all the time. Come on, Isaiah 40 says, God gives power to the faint. To them who have no might, he increases strength. Paul said this, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Come on, when you're strong, when your inner man is strong, your voice is different, your walk is different, your countenance is different because you know the strength that's yours, strengthened in your inner man. If you talk weakness, it'll just come all over you. I talked to Lester Summerall one time and I said, man, look at what you're doing. How do you do all that? He said, I get up every morning, lay hands on myself, and I command my body to be strong. Come on, lay hands on yourself and say, I command you to be strong. Dad Hagen said this, and you know, both guys are preaching till they're in the 86 or something like that, and preaching a lot. And he said, I feel great, I feel fine. Now, body, get in line. Everybody say, I feel great. I feel fine. Now, body, get in line. Don't let your body boss you around. I'm tired. I don't feel like running around the church. Tell your body, shut up. Say, if I want your opinion, I'll give it to you. Sanford and Son, I think. Anyway, now, Sanford said, if I want anything out of you, I'll knock it out. Now, Paul said that you and I would be strengthened. Are you ready for this? Strengthened with mighty power by the Holy Spirit in your inner man. How many know you can tell when that strength is coming into your inner man? When you pray, the Holy Spirit lives in you. Come on, you yield to him, recognize him, and new strength comes into you. Strengthens your inner man. How many believe this is available for every believer? Come on, every believer, everybody. Strengthen, be strong. We are commanded to be strong in the Lord. In other words, this is not natural strength, supernatural strength. Be strong in the Lord. And what? And in the power of his might. Woo! Come on, even your liver, your kidneys, your lungs, your heart, your bone marrow, your bloodstream, you got resurrection power going through your body. Hallelujah. Strengthened with mighty power. This happens in prayer. It also happens in corporate meetings. Some assembly required. Corporate meetings simply means there's a supply of strength that comes throughout the whole body of Christ. Come on, so when the devil says, you tired, you need to stay home. You say, no, I better go to church. I'm so tired. I need to go get a supply from the body of Christ, the power of God working. Come on, you might have come in tired, but when you leave, come on, you got strength and joy and jumping on the expectation on the inside of you. Strengthened with mighty power. Come on, you came in tired and you walked out strong. You came in sick and you walked out well. You came in broke and you walked out blessed. You came in because when you came into the church, Jesus is here. Hallelujah. All right, just a couple more minutes. He says that Christ would dwell in your heart by faith. Pretty good to have Christ dwelling in your heart by faith. Then he says that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to apprehend, or grasp. You may be able to comprehend what? The length, the depth, the breadth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. Come on, if you just knew how much Jesus loves you, praise the Lord. To know means to experience for yourself. I don't want to just know what my pastor said about it. Come on, my daddy was a pastor, but I don't want to just know what my daddy said about it. I don't want to just know what my grandpa said about it. I want to know for myself. I want to experience for myself the love of Christ, all the goodness of God. Come on, when you find out how much he loves you, come on, it don't bother you when people in your family reject you. There'll be at least be somebody in your family that thinks you're crazy. Especially when you're filled with the Holy Ghost and talking other tongues. At least somebody in your family says, what you going down to that church down there for? Because when you see something they hadn't seen before, you've seen the goodness and the glory of God. You've experienced the power of the Holy Ghost. Come on, let them just wag their tongue. One day they have to come to you for a loan. All right, let's keep going here. To know the length, the depth, the breadth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ. To experience, he says, because it is beyond knowledge. You'll never get to the end of it. Next verse. Are you ready? I'm closing with this here. He says that you might be filled. Oh, my goodness. When he says that you might be filled, the Amplified Bible says, through all of your being. That you might be filled. Listen. That you might be filled. Now, that you might be filled. 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 Amplified says through all of your being. through all of your being simply means this is not just something that's in some compartment of your spirit deep down that only affects you on Sunday. Through all of your being simply means that you might be filled through all of your being with all the fullness of God. That means God's in your spirit. The spirit of God's in your soul, in your mind, in your body. Come on, every part of your life. The goodness of God, it is in all of your being. That you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, verse 20. He says, now unto him. How many know who you're talking to here? Now unto him who is able to do what? Let's read it out loud. Read it out loud. Everybody ready? Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, according. Somebody ought to shout about that. According to the power. Whoa, according to the power. Whoa, according to the power. God is getting ready to blow your mind. I mean, he's going to do something so good, you're going to say, Lord, that's beyond what I could ask. I didn't even ask you for that. I couldn't even thought about that. I knew you were going to bless me. I just didn't know you're going to do it that way. I didn't know you're going to do it that big. I knew you'd do something good. I just didn't know it was going to be that good. Oh, God, you are my God. Thank you, Lord, for your power. Thank you for your goodness. Woo! Somebody ought to go ahead and shout right now. Ha, ha, ha. Stand on your feet. Ha, ha, ha. Lift your hands up and thank God. Lord, I thank you. Woo! Come on, I'm redeemed by the blood. I'm washed in the blood. Jesus is my Lord. Exceeding great power. Doing exceeding abundantly above all. More than we can ask. We can't even think right now. The power that raised Christ from the dead, working in us and through us, performing your promises in us. Ha ha. So, Lord, we declare your faithfulness. Thank you, Father God, for strengthening us every day, not just once a week, not just once a year, but every day, our inner man, strengthened as we yield to the Holy Spirit, as we pray in the Holy Spirit, as we go to church and work and believe God together. Thank you for a corporate vision. Thank you for what's happening in the body of Christ, that your glory would be in the church. Your glory would be in the church, your manifested presence. Ha ha, just go ahead and laugh about it, huh? Ha, ha, ha. Come on, I'm expecting miracles. I'm expecting you to break out on the right hand, on the left hand. I'm expecting you to break out into new territory. The power of God's working in you, working, changing things you could never change. I said he's changing things you could never change. I said things are changing that you could never change. But God did it, and he did it while you were praising. He did it while you were laughing. God brought it to pass. He is able to perform what he has promised. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Ha, ha, ha. Glory to God. Now lift both your hands to heaven and look up to heaven. Thank you, Father God. Oh, God, you're my God. You're my Father God. Oh, your goodness, your great love, what Jesus did on the cross, his precious blood that was shed. When he was raised from the dead, everything he did it for us. Thank you, Lord. How great is your love. How great is your love. Great is your mercy. You said your mercies are new every morning. Thank you for your great love for us. Thank you for the power that destroys and dissolves the works of the enemy. Sets us free. That we'll not live in bondage. That we don't have to live in bondage. That we'll not live in guilt and we'll not live in shame. But we'll live in great freedom. Great liberty. Because of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we surrender to you. We yield to you. We declare you're the author and the finisher of our faith. The good work you've begun, you'll bring to full completion. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness. We humble ourselves before you. It is your power. It is your love. Now, Lord, I thank you for filling us today. Every part of us, spirit, our soul, our mind, our emotions, our thoughts, our body, to be filled with God, filled with the goodness and the presence of God. Fill, Lord, with your anointing, your presence. Fill, overflowing. No vacancy for the devil. No vacancy for the strategies of the enemy. We're filled with God. Filled with the fullness of God. Ha, ha, ha. Now just yield to him right now. Just confess and declare after me. Say, thank you, Lord. Today, the precious blood of Jesus cleanses me from all sin. The precious blood of Jesus gives me access and boldness in the holiest, in your presence. I cry, Abba, Father. I boldly confess that Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is victor. He is the champion. His victory is my victory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I boldly confess the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit himself, lives in me. He is the greater one. He strengthens me every day, my inner man, with mighty power. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. Now just yield to him right now. Come on, let him flow in you like a river. Lift your voice and magnify the Lord and praise the Lord. If you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you can go ahead and worship the Lord in the Spirit or in that language, a supernatural language, praying in the Holy Ghost. Let those rivers flow. The Holy Spirit helping you to pray. So your spirit is edified. Your spirit man is built up. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, for the Bose Prabakati. Oh, no Mose Brabandele Makosto. To be filled. Filled again. The power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ha, ha, ha. Just go ahead and laugh a minute. Ha, ha. Come on, God's able to do exceeding abundantly above all. Come on, there's a fresh fire burning in you. Fresh anointing burning in you. You say, how often? Every day. I said, every day. We yield to the Holy Ghost. The glory, he said, is in the church. Amen. You ought to be so committed to going to church. My daddy used to tell about the lady that her husband got mad because she went to church too much. So he told her, says, you ain't going to church no more. And she's getting ready to go to church. He took out one of his pistols and stuck it to her head. Pulled back the hammer. He said, what you going to do now? She said, if you pull that trigger, I'm going to heaven. If you don't pull that trigger, I'm going to church. Amen. Come on, how many know you get addicted to going to church? Come on, because you love the brethren. You love to be in the atmosphere. Come on, where the word is being taught, the word being preached. Amen. You love the church. You love the body of Christ. Come on, the church is his body. Come on, when you're married, you can't just tell your wife, say, well, you know, I love your head, but your body just makes me sick. Boy, you're going to get in a lot of trouble, aren't you? No, you can't tell Jesus, I love you, but I hate your body. Now, the church is his body. You say, Lord, I love you, and I love the body of Christ. I love church. Amen. We're the redeemed, a triumphant church. The power of the Holy Ghost is working. Ha, 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 ha. Glory to God. Glory to God. How many expecting some new things to break out on the right and on the left? How many receive the word just like God's talking to you? I believe God. Everybody say, I believe God. It shall be as he told me. Well, just laugh about it. Praise the Lord. Forgive me for going so far over time. You have a song? Go ahead and sing.
It's a new day. fresh anointing flowing my way. It's flowing my way. Season of power. It's season of power and prosperity. It's a new season coming to me. Lift your hands and I'm going to sing that. It's a new season. Well, it's a new day. Fresh anointing. It's flowing my way. It's a season of power and prosperity.
Are you pulling on that new season, new things? It's been a change. Unlimited power is available to you. And if you are wise, you're already tapped in, already plugged in, already acquired, already hooked up. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I know every one of us, myself included, from time to time, we need to be refocused on these things. And yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. Just make that adjustment inside, and I'm hooked up. I'm hooked up again. I'm hooked up right now. I'm hooked up this morning. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we have opportunity to be hooked up this morning, and you received instruction on how to stay hooked up. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Well, what an awesome time in the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord. I encourage you. Empty that book table, because you keep that word alive in you. Keep refreshing. Keep these things going on the inside. Amen. Glory to God. Yes. From time to time, you know, people are wondering about partnering with different ministries. And once in a while I'm asked, you know, would this be good? Would that be good? Well, let me just say absolutely yes right here with Mark Hankins Ministries. And they would welcome your partnership as well in helping them, as you saw in the video, go to all these places. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, you should have hooked up. You should have grabbed and got a hold of, by faith, everything you need today. But I will just remind you that we do have folks. They'll be right over here after service. Care teams, if you need prayer for anything, they're available. Like I said, take the word. You've got what you need already today. But they're always there ready to help whenever someone needs assistance in prayer as well. Amen? Hallelujah. Again, Pastor Mark Trinith, thanks for coming. Thanks for taking care of our kids. And we look forward to next time as well. So now, just as Father in this house, Pastor, I bless you in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for your word by which we can bestow such a blessing, and for the anointing and office by which we can say these things. And your power is the power that flows. So, Father, thank you for the power and the blessing that's flowing upon each and every one in this house today. And this power goes with them to do for them what they cannot do for themselves otherwise. Father, just thank you and bless you and bless these in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, God bless you, and we'll see you again real soon.
How many of y'all believe Jesus is actually coming soon? I believe he's coming back. How would you like for him to come back in the middle of an offering? How many would give better if you knew he was coming back? How many of y'all would get real generous if you knew he was coming back? Amen. Real soon. Praise the Lord. Amen. Right in the middle of a missions offering, I love what Smith Wigglesworth said. He said, I've never seen a church that ever lacked when they gave to missions. I've never seen a church that ever lacked. Actually, my son-in-law, he and my daughter started a church in Lafayette, Louisiana. And they just started from nothing, like with three people, four people, and started. And he said he's kind of struggling there. And he said, Lord, well, you know, I'm giving 10% of all my church income to missions. And so he gave 10%. And so he said, well, I'm just going to double it. He started giving 20%. He said, when I started giving 20% to missions, amen, he supports our ministry and other ministries that do missions work. He said his church doubled. They went up to 300 people. Their finances multiplied, and systematically 20%, bam, just like that. He said, we're supporting Max. Matter of fact, next time I go to Columbia, he said, I'm paying for all the airplane tickets, and I'm paying for your travel expense. And he's only just started a church. Are y'all still here? To tell you another testimony about it, 20%, he just fell out. Somebody called him up and prayed for him at Rhema just a couple of days ago. He fell out, and when he got up, a guy came up to him and gave him $50,000. Man, some of y'all might want to fall out more often. I'm just telling you. Amen. You, somebody said, well, I wish that happened to me. Well, if wishing, hoping is fruits and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. Listen. Amen. Well, those things don't happen by wishing. Come on, they happen by faith. Come on, and how many know your giving's a part of your faith? That you're saying, I believe God will multiply the seed sown. Amen. So let me pray with you over your giving today. Father God, thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for the word that we have received. Thank you, Lord, that we can also carry, and that word will go to many nations, many languages, and we partner together for that word. I pray a special blessing on every person given today, upon this church, upon this ministry, that this ministry will double, it'll grow and increase beyond their wildest dreams. The blessing of the Lord spiritually, financially, new disciples, new families coming into this ministry. And Lord, I thank you for the word growing and multiplying in nation after nation. As we give together, we rejoice together, and we receive together an abundant harvest of blessing. Thank you, Lord, you always take care of us in grand style, that we do not lack for ability, we do not lack for opportunity, and we never lack for money. We never lack for money. The Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. So I declare businesses are blessed, that jobs are blessed, and families are blessed, the churches are blessed. In Jesus' name, we are blessed so we can be a blessing. And right now, Satan, we command you to take your hands off of our money, off of our finances in Jesus' name. And even now, angels, ministering spirits, go and cause our money to come into us, new jobs and new business and new opportunities and new doors open. I thank you, Lord, that you're always working in our behalf, that we declare the Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. We do not lack for anything. Thank you, Lord, that your people are blessed, houses are blessed, homes are blessed, children are blessed, grandchildren are blessed. Come on, thank you, Lord. We believe it, we declare it. We sow generously, we reap generously. God is able to make all grace, every favor, and earthly blessing comes to us in abundance, that we are blessed. Lord, you bless us so much, you use us as advertisement of how well you treat your children. Thank you, Lord, you bless us so much. You make us a sign and a wonder to everybody else. How could that church be so blessed? How could those people be so blessed? Thank you, Lord, that the sound and the reputation, the sign and a wonder of your goodness. Amen. Thank you, Lord, that we call this church paid for, the property paid for, and new things added into this church and this ministry. Thank you, Lord, for new strength and new families being added. Thank you for the vision of the word and the move of the spirit in this church growing, going throughout the community. We thank you for it in Jesus' name, the favor of God upon this house in Jesus' name. And everybody shout, amen. Amen. Well, God bless you as you give.